millions of dollars are swirling around Washington in the battle over health care policy, and the Washington Post isn't just covering the fight, it took a shot at grabbing some of those dollars itself. As Politico first reported this morning, a flyer from the Post offered health care lobbyists some expensive access to top officials of the Obama administration and to Post reporters as well. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, the Post spent the day in a vigorous backpedal.
Here's the pitch. $25,000 would let you, quote, bring your organization's CEO or executive director literally to the table. A table, in fact, at the home of Post publisher Catherine Weymouth. You could interact with key leaders from the administration and Capitol Hill, not to mention the paper's healthcare reporters. The price tag, $25,000 to sponsor one of these salons, or $250,000 for a year's worth of them on a range of issues. The healthcare event was scheduled for later this month. Bloggers went crazy, Twitterers too, even campaign finance lawyers using plain old email. By mid-morning came the company's non-denial denial. The flyer hadn't been properly vetted, but no one said the salons would be canceled. By mid-afternoon, though, the paper said Weymouth did cancel the whole series. Marcus Brockley is the Post's executive editor. He was listed as a participant at the first salon.
I knew of the concept of small events, but not as described in the flyer.
He said the newsroom laid out its standards, including this one.
If the suggestion is that access to the Washington Post's journalists is available for purchase, or that a sponsor can dictate the nature of an event, then clearly we're not going to participate.
At today's White House briefing, spokesman Robert Gibbs said a few administration officials had gotten invitations. No one had accepted, and anyway, it probably wouldn't pass an ethics review. Gibbs also needled a Post reporter who asked about health care.
I've been waiting for this for a while. Because the counsel's office has advised me to ask Mike exactly how much each of these questions would cost me.
Greg Mitchell is editor of the magazine Editor and Publisher, covering the newspaper industry. He said it was a big step for Weymouth, the publisher, to agree to hold these salons, and it could feed perceptions that the Post's journalistic ethics are getting weaker.
So I think that could be troubling for some people.
Should it be?
Yeah, of course it should be. It should be.
Now the question is whether those perceptions might stick, even a little, to the newspaper that broke the Watergate scandal. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.